New data is out on Michigan's first and very controversial wolf hunting season. MLive.com's John Barnes has dug through the results. John, how many wolves were killed in the hunt?
Well, there were 22 wolves killed. They had hoped to take 43, but they ended up with 11 males and 11 females that hunters were able to take out.
And ages?
The ages ranged. There was a pup that was half a year old to a couple adults, male and female, who were about 7.5 years old. That's getting kind of old for wolf time in the wild.
And when we realized that the DNR was hoping to take 43 wolves, and indeed 22 were actually taken, why the disparity? Why was it such a – why did it fall so short?
Well, they wanted a conservative hunt in the first place. And they had 1,200 licenses and just wanted 43 wolves taken. It was a harsh November, December. There was a lot of snow, there was a lot of wind. They were hoping for collateral hunting of wolves. Deer hunters out there who might take a wolf if they had a license, they fell short of that, probably because they're new to Michigan, probably because it was very limited territory that they could shoot them in. And they fell well half of their goal.
And hunters weren't very happy, were they?
No, most hunters were unhappy. I think 45% said that they thought it was a good hunt or a very good hunt. But they also are learning how to hunt wolves. And in other states in the Great Lakes area, they had 10 times the success. But they also allow trapping. They allow other forms of hunting that Michigan does not allow.
Now, John, those who wanted a wolf hunt pointed very often and frequently to livestock attacks as a big reason. What can you tell us about livestock attacks in 23 and as compared to the year before?
In the 3 years that the DNR studied livestock attacks, basically from 2010 to spring of 2013, they had a large number of attacks, part of the peak. One farmer accounted for about half of those attacks, more than 100 cattle killed or attacked. Mr. Koski, John Koski, has a farm in the Upper Peninsula in Onondaga County, and he's been criticized for not having great animal husbandry techniques.
And he actually was charged with animal cruelty or neglect, wasn't he?
He was. The state provided him what they call guard donkeys, which have a powerful kick and deter wolves, and two of those animals died on John's farm, and one had to be removed because the state said it wasn't taken care of. That's what the prosecutor charged him with, animal neglect and cruelty.
And there were some other accusations, weren't there?
He was accused of leaving cattle on the farm that were dead. I visited his farm on 2 days and saw evidence of bones of cattle, a carcass of a cattle, and deer legs in a pickup bed of a truck that hunters were using to bait wolves. So certainly there were wolves that knew that there was food there and maybe generations of wolves.
And his farm, that farm now in Onondaga County, is for sale, isn't it?
He is. He has put it up for sale. He told me that last year that he was going to. He actually has done that, and he has removed the cattle from the property. Some he moved into a neighboring farm that he owns in Gogebic County, and the rest he has sold.
And what about the animal cruelty charges?
Well, those, John is going to, as my understanding is, they have negotiated a plea. John will plead on Thursday. There is not a lot of information on what the reduced charge will be, but the goal is to keep Mr. Koski out of jail. He's 69 years old.
But looking at 2013, with 13 wolf attacks documented, and that, and the year before was 64, what do critics of the hunt say about this?
Critics say that the reduced number of attacks is evidence that non-hunting measures are working. In recent years, lethal methods of taking out problem wolves have been approved, and farmers have been able to do that. There's also other non-lethal methods that have been implemented that scare away wolves. And they would say that 2013 is evidence that the hunt that happened in November was not necessary.
If you've just joined us, I'm speaking with MLive reporter John Barnes, who looked at the impact of the Michigan wolf hunt in a recent piece for MLive. John, what might we be seeing in terms of ballot questions this November, pro and con, about the wolf hunt?
It's extremely complicated, Cynthia. There will be one ballot question for sure, and lawmakers bypassed that. They passed another measure that would make that moot, for the most part, by giving the hunt responsibility to the Natural Resources Commission.
Okay.
The anti-hunt people had a second petition referendum that is expected to get approved tomorrow when the State Board of Canvassers meet to substantiate the petitions. The pro-hunt people have since begun a petition referendum that would make all of that moot if it gets approved and the legislature acts. And if the legislature does not act on that, you could have three ballot proposals in November on wolf hunts. Very confusing.
Oh, and a lot of money is flying around on both sides, isn't it?
Almost $2 million. That's about a little more than $2,000 per wolf in Michigan. The Humane Society of the United States has poured a lot of money into this hunt. Pro-hunt groups like the Michigan United Conservation Clubs and the Houndsman Clubs and the Bear Hunting Clubs have poured a lot of money into the opposing issue, and it's only going to become more expensive as we move forward.
Now, does the DNR have plans firmed up for a second wolf hunt?
Well, they're planning, but they're planning with sort of their one hand, one arm tied behind their back. They don't know what's going to go on the ballot. If some of these measures get on there, they can't have a hunt. They'll have to postpone it. But right now they're looking at the data that we discussed and making plans. And the DNR could say, no, we're good. We're not going to hunt anymore. We took care of our problem. Or they could say we're going to expand it substantially.
So just kind of recap for us then, John, what should we watch for? What's coming up next?
I would watch for tomorrow whether or not the second referendum gets approved by the State Board of Canvassers. Mr. Koski's sentencing on Thursday, actually his plea, is interesting, but it's almost a side issue to this. We will move forward regardless of what happens with that. And then the big thing will be whether the legislature this summer, in an election year, decides whether to approve a referendum that makes everything else irrelevant.
Big, big issue, and boy, a lot of passions involved in it. John Barnes, MLive reporter, bringing us up to date as figures come in and information is digested. I know there was a big presentation made recently to the Michigan Wolf Management Advisory Council, and we know we'll be hearing a lot more about this issue. John, thanks for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you, Cynthia.